If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Dr. Frank Spinelli is a physician, a health coach, author, and passionate advocate whose groundbreaking work bridges healthcare storytelling and social justice. He is from New York. He brings both medical expertise and personal experience to writing, creating powerful narratives that educate, heal, and inspire. He's the author of 4 acclaimed books. His newest book is The Shame Compass, A Radical Framework for Trauma Healing and Self-Acceptance. Welcome to the show, Frank.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, more about your work, and what motivated you to write the new book.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So like you mentioned, I'm coming to you from New York. I am a New Yorker, born and bred. I was raised in a very small place called Staten Island, and you probably are familiar with it because we have 2 things that everybody knows about, which is the Staten Island Ferry, which has been in a lot of movies. And also at one point we had the largest sanitation dump in the world. We were very proud of that. And I grew up there with my Italian immigrant parents in a very Catholic upbringing. And, like millions of people around the world, I had a traumatic childhood. I was molested by my scoutmaster from the ages of 11 to 13. And unfortunately, the way it got resolved when I told my parents was that they were shamed into keeping it quiet. And so that has some repercussions on me. Fortunately, I found an amazing art therapist. I worked with her for years, and she is really what got me through school, and I became a doctor, and I had finally achieved a degree of success. And it was on a book tour for my first book where I caught up with some old friends from Boy Scouts, and I looked up my scoutmaster, and I found out that the year after he stepped down and disappeared, he adopted a boy, he wrote a book, and he was on the Today Show. He was even nominated for Father of the Year. And so I began to pursue him, and I found him. And he told me that since the 30 years that had lapsed, he had adopted 15 boys. And so, short story, I worked with the police. I wore a wiretap, if you can believe this boy from Staten Island did that. It's like an incredible story because I can't believe it's mine. And we brought him to justice. And the point of all this is that I had been traumatized, like so many people. I was fortunate enough to get therapy. I had still achieved success, but what I didn't realize at the time was that what we call abuse to me was called my fault. And like many people who experience shame, you blame yourself. And even though I had gone through many decades later, I think we all experienced something universal. And that was in 2020, we experienced the pandemic and the lockdown and the isolation brought out a lot of those feelings of shame for me again. It didn't help that at the same time, I was involved in a class action lawsuit against the Boy Scouts of America, and I had to fill out a very extensive questionnaire, which to me, I felt caused my rock bottom moment. And I looked in the mirror one day and I said, why is this happening? I had done so much work. I had become a success. Why is this happening to me again? And why am I feeling this intense shame? And I realized, just like a moment of clarity, what if I have been doing the wrong thing? What if I have been running away from shame instead of leaning into what it's trying to tell me, what it's trying to protect me from? And so that became the origin of the Shame Compass, developing a framework to say to other people who experience shame, and it's not necessarily if you've been abused, it could be any shame, and we could talk about that as well, because there are many forms of shame. But what can we do with this information, and how can we move with it instead of trying to run away from it? Use it as information instead of indictment.
Wow. What a story, man.
A lot for a Tuesday, whatever day it is.
Whatever day it is. Holy cow. So this person was brought to justice. Does that mean, I don't even know what that means. Hopefully burned at the stake, but probably not.
Well, you want to know a spoiler alert? I mean, you could read it in my other book, Pishai, but he was imprisoned and I never got the full story, but he died 1 year later. And if you know anything about child abusers, and certainly a police officer, I forgot to mention that, and somebody who goes to prison, I don't think is treated very kindly among the other inmates.
He was a police officer also?
He was a highly decorated police officer, yeah.
Whew. All right.
Sorry, George, did
I? Oh, no. I'm glad he's dead. There, I said it. What we know and what we do are often two different things. Did you intellectually understand that it wasn't your fault, but you just felt like it somehow was?
Well, I mean, I think at the time, because of the way it was poorly handled, I'm 13. My good Catholic Italian parents are told to be quiet. Don't bring this on to your family. So what does that telegraph to me? We don't talk about this because in some way it is your fault. You've brought this on. And that's why I think I had such a struggle when I got later on, and especially in college, really struggling with my identity and who I was going to be or what I wanted to be. And I did find help. I was rescued by an art therapist. And yeah, became a physician, and then learned through that process of when I discovered him that this isn't my fault. And, you know, one of the clear differentiators that many people confuse is there is guilt and then there's shame. So guilt is I did something wrong. I feel bad. And maybe you can learn from it. Maybe you can apologize and learn from the experience. Shame is I'm bad. It's identity. And it's that voice in our head that we listen to. And what I wanted to express in the book is that voice does not belong to you. That voice was installed by somebody else who has their own deficiencies, and they put it in you possibly when you were young and didn't know how to say, I don't want this in my head, or possibly as an adult from a bad divorce or a breakup or something where you're traumatized and you don't know how to acknowledge the fact that that voice is being installed in me when you don't have the words to say no. So what I was hoping to install in these framework is to say, when you hear that voice say, you're too much, you're not enough, you're broken, the important thing is to say, okay, that voice is not me. And number one, those are thoughts. What are the facts? The facts are, I'm a good guy. I became a doctor. I help people. I'm not broken. I'm not too much. I'm just right. And it is reparenting ourselves that is really the work of trying to overcome the intense shame and not really succumb to it, but sort of understand that you can listen to it and you will live with this. And by the way, more bad news, shame is not going to go away. It's an emotion. You can't get rid of it. You have to learn to work with it. So hopefully, just to answer your question in a more short way, yeah, I didn't think it was always my fault. And that took years of developing and therapy, spent decades in therapy trying to understand.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Why this happened. And I think people get stuck in that loop, like, why me, instead of just saying, hey, this happened. You did nothing wrong. And in fact, I dedicated the book to my 11-year-old self. I said that you did nothing wrong. It's just unfortunate that bad things happen to good people.
So much there that's so important, breaking free of that why me loop. I'm sure that I've felt that way, and I don't know that I've ever been trapped in it, but I certainly see how it would be easy, especially when you experience such a horrible, traumatic experience as you did, and then had your family react the way that they did. Have they apologized to you?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it was heartbreaking. My father passed away years ago, and one of the things my mother talks about often is that, you know, she always felt like he didn't do enough to protect me. And my mother and I have a lovely relationship. She's read my books and she understands that this wasn't her fault. One of the things that we forget is that when somebody infiltrates our home, like a sexual predator, he doesn't just groom the child, they groom the family. So everybody is beguiled. Why wouldn't my father, a hardworking Italian guy, trust a cop? Why wouldn't he? Of course he would. Of course he would. And so he saw Bill as an extension of himself. He was helping me become a leader. So, you know, to be duped by somebody, it's unconscionable. And the other part of it is, you know, for us, the Boy Scouts was part of our church. So it was all wrapped up in the community. So it's very hard for people to disentangle that. And yeah, while later on, we did come to understand that nobody is really to blame. Nobody was pointing fingers. I did for many years blame my family. You know, it was just the way it was for me to process it. And finally, I did, thankfully.
And it was just Bill. That's the person that should have received all the blame.
Yeah.
And shame then led to more shame that your parents felt, your mom felt.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
And it's a spiral.
Right.
You know, it's a shame spiral. So, you know, when I talk to clients that I work with at Reframe, where I'm helping people navigate their addiction, one of the things we talk about is, you know, you don't have to have a childhood trauma. The top reason women experience shame is body image. They feel a tremendous amount of shame with the way they look, whether they think they're too large or too thin or too old, or they're trying to understand the changes in their body. And they have a tremendous amount of shame with that. The second thing women also feel a tremendous shame over is motherhood, being a single mother, being a working mother, being a stay-at-home mother, and then conversely, being unable to become a mother, infertility shame. And then when you look at men feel intense shame about not being able to provide for their family, let's say, being the man of the house or the breadwinner, feeling shame that their spouse has to work to help support them. And then secondly, feeling sexually inadequate or over their own bodies and over their performance. So these are things that are very everyday causes of shame. And I think people can succumb to them in what we call a shame spiral. So the voice tells you, you're terrible in bed. You don't have enough equipment. You're not satisfying anybody. And what do? You rely on something. Certain times it's either drugs, maybe alcohol, food, more sex, and you develop this spiral because you can't get out of it. So one begets the other. I'm drinking because I feel shameful. Then I feel shameful because I drank. So then I drink some more to forget that. And the only way to step out of it is to really acknowledge that you're in a shame spiral and that what is the source of this? What map it back to the source and try to understand. Some people do this with therapy and some people do it with just even going to groups and meetings and being around other people with similar histories as a way of understanding and being in community. One important thing for everyone to know is that shame loves isolation. Shame breeds in it. That's why the pandemic brought out all the shame. That's why the pandemic brought out all this alcohol use disorder. People were drinking. Millions of people were over drinking. And so when you're in community, and that's why, for example, your show is helping people because we're sharing stories and you're listening and I'm listening to you. And that community is what makes it bearable. And people then feel I'm not so shameful because there are other people like me.
Thank you. I'm trying to suss out with shame, it is I had a bad experience, either something happened to me, something that I did, and not that I feel bad about the behavior that I engaged in. It's that I feel bad about myself and I am a bad person because of this thing. And I ruminate on it for years and then it just imprints deeper and deeper onto me.
Right.
Is there a healthy version of that? Is it feeling guilty that I right. did something bad? I was in a car accident. It was my fault. And I feel guilty about that. Doesn't mean that I'm a bad person, but that's something that I did.
Right. And it is nuanced. So there's guilt and shame. Guilt is more behavioral. I did something bad. Therefore, I could learn from it. I could apologize, for example, or I was in a car accident. I feel bad, but we're going to get my insurance to take care of it. And nobody got hurt. So we can move forward. Again, the shame component is I'm bad. Now, where it gets a little interesting is that there is a form of healthy shame where you understand that sometimes your behavior and your identity are attached to your core values. So one of the things I do when I work with new clients is I say, give me three things you hold dear. And I'll give you mine, just as an example. And you don't overthink it. I like kindness. I like compassion and loyalty. Those are three things. When I'm in a situation where I realize that I'm feeling shame or guilt, one of the most important things for anyone to do is ask, how does this ladder up to my core values? Well, you know what, Frank, you're not showing very much compassion. And you know what, I don't think you could have been kinder to that person. So the healthy part of that, when you tease it out, is I could actually learn something because it's a misalignment with who I am as a core, what are my core values? Now, the toxic shame, which is the worst kind, which is really the predominant part of the book, is you're a bad person. These things always happen to you because you deserve them. That's where you need to work harder with the steps that I outline in the framework, because that's not something that's easily remedied by saying, you know, I'm out of alignment. Maybe things are just going, I'm stressed out of work and I was snapping at people. So it's more important for you to realize what is the shame's root? Is it I'm bad or is it related to something related to my core values?
That makes sense. How does what I'm feeling ladder to my core values? And it's violating that I am a kind person and that what I engaged in was I was really awful. I bullied this kid when I was a young person. And now I think I've been carrying that with me and it's exactly, just been ingrained in me. And I catch myself being mean to people and that takes me right back.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Yeah, and it could happen in the work environment all the time. You're at work, quotas aren't being met, your boss is putting extra pressure on everybody, and you at a meeting lash out. So a perfect example of this was early on, a few years ago after the pandemic, when we were all working via Teams and Zoom, my then manager, who was a great guy, but let's face it, he was a physician, went to Ivy League, and he could be a little bit of a narcissist. And one day he just said something really snarky to me on a team call, and I felt humiliated. And I realized I stopped. So it's fight, flight, or freeze. And I froze. And after doing the work, I realized, I said to myself, wait a minute, that voice is triggering something in me. It's triggering the 11-year-old boy from Staten Island. Well, guess what? You're not 11 years old. He's not Bill Fox. This is work. And you need to understand that. So one of the things I talk about in the book, which if I live by this, are the four P's. First is pause. The power of the pause is like, it's like your superpower. And the way you practice this, because you cannot practice this when you're being activated, is when someone is talking to you and your friend, when they stop talking, don't answer. Give yourself 3 seconds. It shows them you're listening, and it tells your brain that Frank's going to answer, not Shane. So when I was with my boss again, and he said something snarky, I didn't answer right away. I didn't get activated. I didn't knee jerk. And what I did was, secondly, I stayed present in the moment. Okay, I'm on a phone call here. And then you ponder the third P. What's happening here? Okay, you're being activated. We know this is 11-year-old stuff. You know, that's the way Bill Fox used to talk to you, but you're not there. Okay, and then, only then, can the fourth P emerge, which is the possibilities. And the possibility in that situation is, you know what, doctor? You made a good point, but I'm going to need a little time to answer you because I want to make sure I answer it correctly. And what you've done is you've commandeered a situation where maybe previously you would have been like, why are you yelling at me on a team call, and totally losing your cool and allowing someone to cause you to lose your cool. So I think one of the things that I say to a lot of clients is anchor yourself in those four P's. And it takes practice. All of this takes practice. But in the end, it's really about showing up for yourself and what serves you, not having other people impose that upon you.
Well, I appreciate that. It's so valuable and important to have that framework, because we've all found ourselves in that situation where freeze, you want to punch him in the face or run away or whatever.
Maybe all of the above.
Yeah. It probably makes
more sense. Fortunately,
we're
on Zoom calls, so we don't have to really be violent with each other. But yeah, it's very easy for anybody, and it's all situational. It could be you're having a bad day. It could have nothing to do with you. One of the other things you have to remember is that you don't know what's going on in that other person's life. They might have just gotten a really tense phone call from their mother or their wife or whomever, and they're bringing that to the meeting, and this has really nothing to do with you. So another thing is always assume best intention and give people some grace. Give them a pass. somebody gets snarky, just say, all right, I'm going to let that roll off my shoulders and see if it happens again. And if it does, then you address it. But for the most part, you have to only be responsible for yourself and how you show up for yourself.
Isn't that the truth? And affording others grace, what an incredibly important and difficult thing that is, Frank.
Oh God, it's the work of Job. I mean, you know, to give somebody some grace when all we want to do is rip their head off. But you see, this is the beauty of it. You can want to rip somebody's head off. That's okay. And the other flip side of that, giving somebody grace, guess what? Give yourself some grace. And I talk about this a lot. The neuroscience shows grace and kindness or self-compassion, these are not nice to have. They're actually neurologically sound. They help your brain. So if you're having a hard day or somebody's gotten the best of you, say, listen, you're doing a good job. You know, I know it seems really tough right now, but this is hard stuff and I'm really proud of you. And practicing that, especially in the mirror every morning when you wake up, this is going to be a great day. You got this. Isn't just, you know, lip service. There's real concrete evidence that people do actually move forward in their day with a more positive outlook. And so, yes, we want to give people grace, but certainly give yourself some grace.
It's so true. I mean, we're living in this increasingly more tense and cold, rough world, and giving another human being grace and kindness goes so far. And certainly we have to be able to extend that to ourselves. So I appreciate that, Frank.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things you need to do more of.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Frank, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? Where can they get their copy of The Shame Compass?
Well, you can get The Shame Compass anywhere you buy books, certainly Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to my website at frankspinelli.com and look for me on social media. I've been doing this whole thing with 60 Seconds of Shame on Instagram. You can follow my Summer of Shame and get some helpful tips, hopefully.
I've heard about different forms of summer, you know, like whatever.
There's no shame in my game. I'm trying to turn it around for everybody.
There you
to be
go.
Empowered by
no.
it.
No shame in my game.
Nope. Well,
Dr. Frank Spinelli, thank you so much for coming on. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Frank your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Pick up your copy of The Shame Compass where you buy your books. I will link all those in the notes of the show. Learn more about Frank at frankspinelli.com. I'll put that in the notes of the show as well. And then find him on Instagram and check out the Summer of Shame. 60s. Thanks again, Frank.
All right. Thank you very much.
Until next time, do your part by doing your best.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.